Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi and welcome to Man Ki ABC. यहाँ मैं अंशुमा आपसे आपके मन के बारे में बातें करने आई हूँ. मैं एक साइकोथेरेपिस्ट हूँ और एक क्रिएटिव आर्ट्स थेरेपिस्ट भी, और अपनी कंपनी कलर ऑफ ग्रे सेल्स के जरिए मेंटल हेल्थ की एडवोकेसी करती रहती हूँ. बस उसी सिलसिले में सोचा आपसे भी बातें कर लूँ और हर हफ्ते ABCD करते हुए एक एक करके आपके मन के थॉट्स, फीलिंग्स, इमोशंस हम डिस्कस कर लेंगे. इस पॉडकास्ट को जरा आराम से सुनिए, क्योंकि कभी हम मेडिटेशन करेंगे, कभी कोई कॉन्सेप्ट समझेंगे, तो कभी किसी और के साथ बातें करेंगे, बट रखेंगे माहौल सिंपल एंड रिलैक्स्ड. क्या है ना, मन की ABC समझ लो तो लाइफ थोड़ी और ईजी हो जाएगी.
आज का एपिसोड बहुत स्पेशल है, क्योंकि आज का लेटर है डी, और डी से हम बात करेंगे डायलॉग की. डायलॉग माने मूवी वाला डायलॉग नहीं, इसका मतलब मेंटल हेल्थ में कम्युनिकेशन और रिलेशनशिप्स के बारे में बात करना. आप किसी सिस्टम में एग्जिस्ट करते हैं और आपके सारे रिलेशनशिप्स, कम्युनिकेशन या मिसकम्युनिकेशन से आपकी मेंटल हेल्थ पे काफी फर्क पड़ता है. तो मैंने सोचा कि इसके बारे में हमें कुछ बातें करनी चाहिए. And because we are doing D se dialogue, we should do it through a dialogue. So I'd like to introduce my colleague, Supriya Puri. Supriya मेरे साथ ही काम करती हैं Color of Grey Cells में. वो भी एक therapist हैं, arts-based therapist हैं और therapeutic movement facilitator भी. So Supriya, welcome to Monkey ABC.
Hi Anshuma, thank you for having me here. I'm very glad to be here with you.
Thank you Supriya for coming on. So let's get into it. So, D se dialogue, you know, when I spoke to you and I suggested this dialogue, what did you think? What are we going to talk about? What is dialogue according to you?
I think dialogue ke bahut sare matlab ho sakte hain, par jab aap mujhse dialogue ki baat kar rahe hain, mere dimag mein kuch cheeze aa rahi hain. When I think of dialogue or communication, I feel it in the most basic sense, it is the exchange of information and energy to fulfill a need for survival. इसका क्या मतलब है? When we are fulfilling a need for survival, we have to attune to ourselves. So communication or dialogue can happen within an individual or between individuals. Within an individual, it may look like listening to your need for rest, listening to need for hunger, thirst, sleep, or even pain. And when you come to individuals, because we are also talking in the context of relationships, it means communicating your need for love, safety, belonging, being seen, or for example, if you don't feel safe, a need for boundaries and distance.
That's very interesting, the way you look at dialogue. I'm also thinking about dialogue from the perspective of the function that you just spoke about. So there is this function that it provides, which is at the very basic level of communicating needs. But I'm also thinking about the nuances. You know, ye need of dialogue to shayad animals mein aur baki evolutionarily jitne bhi beings hain unme kahin na kahin develop hui hai. However, I think our dialogue with ourselves and our dialogue with others is so much more nuanced and so much more careful, and so much care and concern goes into the words we choose and how we communicate. The way we've developed language is so dependent on factors like culture, family, friendships. So in all of these ways, there must be different types of communication.
Definitely. I think what you're saying is so important, that we exist in the context of a culture and a system, and there are many, many ways of having a dialogue or communicating. And some of the things that come to my mind are verbal ways of communicating, like you and I are doing right now, through words, through language. Non-verbal, which can be through postures, through gestures, body language, listening to our voices, eye contact. And there's another one which I don't think is spoken of very often, which is sensorial information or communication. And that means that we are listening to the sensations in the body, because that too is a primary language that we learn to speak at a very, very young age.
So by sensorium, mujhe jahan tak samajh aa raha hai, it's basically our response and reaction to our situation and circumstance.
It can be, and it is happening even if there is no external experience. So for example, as I'm sitting here, I can sense myself sitting on this chair. I'm receiving the information that I'm feeling comfortable, but there's nothing changing outside of my environment. So it can be, of course, in the context of something outside of you, but it can also be just within you.
So all the information which my senses are picking up and the way that my body processes that information.
True, absolutely.
Right? So the dialogue is within me and the environment, but it's also within me and me. So ye sab cheeze to hum seekhte aate hain. Bolte hain na, jise babies are sponges, yeah, you know, children as they're going along in life, they're learning different things. They're learning ye kya hai, wo kyun hai. They're trying to put things in their mouth. They're trying to interact with the world. So is that the way, you know, we're developing all of these senses, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. I think any kind of communication or learning happens within the context of the primary social institution, jo family hai. So when, for example, a child is growing up, they have to either communicate their needs by crying, by making a sound, or something else that indicates that their state needs to shift. Agar ek bachcha ro raha hai, he wants to be picked up by the mother or the primary caretaker. So that's how they pick up the cues that, oh, my needs are going to be taken care of. I'm going to feel safe. Somebody is going to feed me. And that kind of connects them to their own needs, their own bodies. I think that is where dialogue is the most important element.
So you're saying that communication is developed as a very primary function in our little bodies. And then it's also developed according to what we observe as, you know, like I said, we were sponges at one point. We still are to a certain extent, but now we're a little bit more fixed in our ways, unfortunately or fortunately. And I'm thinking about how we might have picked up these ways of communicating ourselves, but also in some ways, you know, when we are facing a breakdown of dialogue, it may be because we've observed that kind of breakdown in our households, or ye baatein shayad hum bahar itna share nahi karte, lekin we always end up picking it up. We pick up the shame, the guilt, the anger, the frustration, again in the primary unit or in the cultural unit. And I'm also wondering about, you know, the ways in which that breakdown can occur either in our relationships or within ourselves.
I think that's very true. It's not only that we're communicating what is okay at any given point in time, but we're also communicating what is disconnected or what is not okay. And that disconnection can look like many, many things. Disconnection from the self can look like when I want to rest, I don't rest. I override that need for sleep. I override a need for play or intimacy. And that is because we are not connected to our own experience in the body, we're not connected to sensations. Disconnection within individuals, within a relational context, can look like not being able to communicate need for love or belonging or meeting a need to be seen or to be heard. And that can have far-reaching repercussions. We can feel very lonely, isolated, depressed, because we are social animals and we need to connect. And if there's a breakdown, it leads to us feeling a bit disconnected from the self.
I'm also thinking about this child self, na, jo humne abhi baat kari. Aur agar wo pattern of communication wahan develop hota hai, jo ki scientifically proven hai, we also need to think about there's, yes, that we end up communicating things and getting our needs met, but we also sometimes don't get our needs met. Sometimes, you know, people are not able to meet our needs when we're very young. And then what is the message we pick up there? Ki chahe hum kitna bhi dialogue kar le, we might feel still deprived. And I'm thinking about, you know, the clients, for example, who come in and who are feeling ki koi fayda nahi hai, kisi se baat karne ki koi zarurat nahi mehsoos hoti, kisi ko trust nahi kar paate hain. Right. And that might have its roots in the kind of deprivation that they might have experienced while they were very young or during at any point of time, ki dialogue karne ke bawajood, it might be that people don't respond. So yes, sometimes the breakdown is within ourselves, but the breakdown of something can also come from outside. And then we have no control over it either.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you're saying makes me think that disconnection is not happening at a particular instance. सिर्फ एक वाक्या नहीं होता है जहाँ पे हमें डिस्कनेक्टेड फील होता है या हम डायलॉग नहीं कर पाते, कम्युनिकेट नहीं कर पाते. देयर मल्टीपल ओकेजन, सो इट्स ऑलमोस्ट लाइक इट्स सिस्टमिक, इट्स सस्टेन एंड इट अकर्स ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम टिल अ पॉइंट दैट वी डोंट फील वी हैव एनीबडी अराउंड अस और इवन आवरसेल्व्स टू हैव अ कन्वर्सेशन विद.
Mm-hmm. And as you're saying that, I'm thinking about pichla episode. So, Supriya, pichla episode mein we talked about dissociation. And I think that can also come in here. That, you know, when such a breakdown is experienced, to kabhi kabar aapko lagta hai ki fayda hai kya hai. So, you dissociate from your body. Aap kahin cut off ho jate ho. Aapko lagta hai ki ye sab experiences hone ke bawajood, I'm not able to really relate with anybody. So, you cut off because of, you know, all of these bad experiences or because of a single event of trauma or whatever it is, but kahin na kahin that dissociation and disconnection. I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on what happens after that happens. Does that remain, sustain? Is there any way of repairing it at all?
Right. I think that's a brilliant inquiry, Anshuma. I'm also thinking that, of course, there was disconnection, but in that moment, it might have been the only option for an individual. They didn't have any resource. There wasn't any safe person around them. So disconnection from the self was the only way we could contain the pain or the discomfort that we felt. So it is an adaptation. However, I also want to name that adaptation over a long period of time, if that is the only way we soothe ourselves, it can become sometimes maladaptive. And coming back to the question of, is there a way to repair this? Koi tarika hai that we can come back into connection again? And yes, there are many ways. The first thing that comes to my mind is just learning how to reconnect with our own bodies, learning to reconnect with our sensations, our emotions, what makes us feel safe, what doesn't make us feel safe, what makes us feel good, what gives us ease. All these ways are maybe portals into listening and tuning into yourself and your body. I'm wondering if you're able to also speak a little bit more about how we can connect to others, Anshuma.
Sure. So I think, like you said, the concept of the other begins with the self, right? Mm-hmm. So considering that the self requires some amount of time, थोड़ा इंट्रोस्पेक्शन, थोड़ा स्पेस अगर हम अपने आप को दें एंड वी आर एबल टू सी वेयर इट्स कमिंग फ्रॉम, क्योंकि ऑफ्टन टाइम्स हम काफी जब हम ये सब डिस्कनेक्शन कर रहे होते हैं, हम काफी चीजें प्रोजेक्ट कर रहे होते हैं. हम सोच रहे होते हैं दैट दिस इज एक्चुअली देयर फॉल्ट और दिस इज एक्चुअली समथिंग दैट समबडी इज डूइंग टू मी. एंड आई थिंक समटाइम्स इफ वी थिंक लॉन्ग एंड हार्ड एंड वी टॉक टू अदर पीपल अराउंड इट एंड वी गेट पर्सपेक्टिव्स, we can also think about, you know, what are we adding to that dialogue or that rupture, that, you know, what is in our control. I keep coming back to that because ultimately even in mental health, we can only change the things that are in our own control. We can't really shift somebody else, you know. So from that perspective, you know, noticing what is in my control, what am I adding to this conflict, which is making it feel disconnected? Where am I prolonging this disconnection? Do I really want that? What is my long term? So maybe I'm feeling great, you know, in the short term by screaming, shouting, or expressing myself in these violent ways. Yeah. But in the long term, what can I shift about my methods of communication? And I think one thing, you know, we've spoken about earlier as well, and I would like for you to speak a little bit more about, would be important at this point to speak about non-violent communication. Because I think that's a beautiful way in which we can work on ourselves to come across as a better communicator and have better dialogues.
Right. Absolutely. I think non-violent communication is one of the most compassionate ways we can come back to self and come back to the other. Now, what does it really mean when we're talking about non-violent communication? Within the context of the self, I think it means listening and observing without putting a projection, like you said. So if I'm feeling something, oftentimes you'll hear people say, I shouldn't be feeling this. I shouldn't be doing this. And the द मोस्ट कंपैशनेट थिंग और नॉन वायलेंट वे ऑफ अप्रोचिंग दिस वुड बी noticing what is happening rather than what you want to happen or what you think should happen. So if I'm feeling anger, you can notice the cues of anger. Oh, my jaws are clenching. I'm feeling this rising energy in my body without trying to change it. You just become an internal witness of it, which is the first element of nonviolent communication, which is observation without evaluation. And the second element is to be able to start talking in terms of what is my need. Now, I want to differentiate needs, which we talk about colloquially. I need water. I need, to shop.
I need to do something. I need to shop though, Supriya, just putting that out there.
Yeah. So it's different than needs that are connected to our survival. Need that's are connected to a survival is need for safety, like I mentioned earlier, belonging, play, restoration, sense of joy. And all of these needs help us to be more nonviolent with ourselves by connecting with our own needs and also connecting to the other. And once we're able to do that, we get into the zone of feelings. Okay, what do I feel? What are my emotions? How do I communicate in terms of emotions? And the last element of this, the very last, which we usually do first, sabse pehle hum conversation or dialogue pe aate hain, but actually non-violent communication mein ye last sthar pe aata hai, which is about request, making a request. So that may look like saying something like, oh, I observe that I didn't receive a call from you when you really told me you will call me. I'm feeling a bit upset about it and I'm needing to connect to you. So is it possible to do that at a later time?
Yeah.
Which feels complex, and it is actually, but practicing, allowing yourself to drop down into this slow awareness of your needs, of your feelings, and then making a dialogue can really shift not only how we view ourselves, but also the kind of relationships we have while we're communicating this way.
But just to extend that dialogue, what's coming to me, and I think you would have heard this from people as well as you would have experienced this in your own relationships, that when we talk about this request, ki baat jahan tak aati hai, toh I think the first few steps of non-violent communication, they still feel a little achievable because they're depending on me. But when request ki jahan tak baat aati hai, jab tak hum us tar par pahunchte hain, we start thinking about the power dynamics in the relationship. Ki main ye request karun to meri, I think the most colloquial used term in what I've heard in our clientele and in usage in India is definitely about ego. Ki main kyun request karu? You know, why should I be the one talking down or be talked down to in this way? Why should I express my needs? You know, why should I be vulnerable at all? So what do you think about this perspective of, you know, when we're looking at nonviolent communication and that kind of dialogue, what are you thinking about when it comes to power dynamics in relationships?
Yeah, as you're speaking, I'm also aware that it is not only to communicate to others. Power dynamics come in maybe at a later stage. The first instance is to become aware, what is stopping me from having this dialogue? If I don't want to have a dialogue, if I don't want to be vulnerable, what does that say about the first time I did show vulnerability? Maybe somebody didn't listen. Maybe somebody wasn't there and hence I don't want to bring that vulnerability. And that's okay. As long as we can become a witness of that, that awareness that, oh, I don't want to be vulnerable right now, we can choose. We have a choice, and you were speaking about agency before. We have a choice to say, do I want to have a dialogue with the other first? Or first, do I want to have a dialogue with myself? And that really shifts the way that you'll approach the person also, because you've shown some compassion to a part of you that did not have any compassion before.
Yeah. So I would even go as far as to say that actually when we are saying that, you know, our ego is coming in the middle, और वी आर टॉकिंग अबाउट पावर डायनामिक्स, मैं क्यों झुकूं, या जब हम वैसी बातें कर रहे होते हैं, तो मे बी दैट्स इवन अ सिग्नल ऑफ अस नॉट बीइंग इन टच विद आवर ओन नीड्स, बिकॉज़ शायद हमारी नीड फॉर that communication and need for that intimacy has taken a back seat in some ways, whereas it really doesn't need to. You know, there are definitely ways in which we can communicate our needs, and it doesn't always have to be about power.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And it also makes me think that for all of us, including you and me, there is a lot of hope that many of us have not had these experiences where somebody is attuning to ourselves. Mm-hmm. Somebody is attuning to our needs. Somebody is attuning to what we want. And yet, what are the ways that we can really get in touch with ourselves? When we're talking about repairing our relationships, dialogue within relationships, we can think about how we connect to things outside of people, or we connect to pets, we connect to the environment, we connect to the community, because I'm also aware that not everybody has a person whom they can really reach out to, unless that's a therapist.
We have to bring that in since we are therapists. Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people come for that, you know, because what you mentioned right now is the kind of sort of isolation you end up feeling within. Even while you're in relationships, you can still feel isolated.
Absolutely.
Successful dialogue does not mean ki har cheez bolni hai ya har cheez mein. That's not what we're talking about. But it's really about communicating the core needs of the individual. Mm-hmm. And sometimes because you're not in touch, toh kis tarah se us cheez ko communicate karoge? And getting in touch yourself can be with yourself can be the way in which you can repair your external relationships. A lot of people come into therapy for that. They do definitely want a sort of recapitulation, jise bolte hain hum log apni language mein, which is like a redo bol do aap usko ki jaise pehle kabhi kuch patterns the jo thode maladaptive ho gaye aur aap usko redo karna chahte ho to aap therapist ke sath wo ek relationship experience kar sakte ho jisme that relationship is a repair relationship, and that can be your practice session of sorts to have this dialogue outside in your real life.
Exactly. It is. It can be a microcosm of a corrective experience. जब आप कह रहे हैं redo या renegotiation, एक corrective experience जहाँ पे conflict, for example, some people feel really difficult, find it really difficult to have conversation, including conflict. So there are going to be instances within a therapeutic relationship where you're not going to be attuned to the client. Or for example, an individual who's coming to therapy will not feel seen or heard by the therapist. And that is a moment where a rupture does happen, and there is a possibility for repair that is different from what people may have experienced outside of that space.
So because kuch gadbad ho gayi and fir aap apne therapist ke saath wo cheez repair kar paaye, you actually get the confidence, agar main bahut hi colloquial tarike se is cheez ko bolun, you actually get the confidence or get the information ki ye repair ho sakta hai, ki har rupture ka matlab breakdown nahi hota. Just because there has been some sort of a problem doesn't mean that we have to leave each other and this is it. It can actually be repaired, and I think that is something beautiful when that happens, you know, when in the therapy space, which is a very real relationship, at the same time a very professional relationship. Aur jab wo breakdown hota hai, toh that moment can be a very important moment to actually experience that corrective response, like you said. So yeah, I think for all of this, one aspect that I think I'd like to definitely point out before we end is the concept of, you know, bringing us to really have this dialogue is to be able to do all of this, we really need to be in touch with our emotions. Right. And I think that's something quite important as well.
Yes, I feel emotions are language in its own self, where we are not only connecting to what we're seeing, but we're connecting to the sensations that lead us to an emotion. And emotions, if discovered in a way that is safe, can be really, really beautiful. So definitely I agree with you there that connecting with emotions can lead us to more connection with the self and the other.
Wonderful. And I just want to say that my emotion right now is one of gratitude, and I just want to express that. I think this has been a beautiful dialogue about dialogue, and I would really like to thank you so much, Supriya, for agreeing to this.
Thank you so much, Anshuma. I'm mirroring that gratitude. Thank you for having me here and for us to have this really important conversation for not only ourselves, but for people as well.
Thank you. Is there anything you would like to say, Supriya, at the end before we close?
I feel I just want to invite people to see that although it's sometimes really difficult to implement something as simple as communicating with ourselves, it is possible. So I just like people to have the hope that even if things are difficult, there is something to look forward to.
So from today's conversation, I'm taking back a lot, and I think I'm definitely taking back the need for dialogue. Dialogue hota kya hai, communication ki need kya hai, kitne tarah ki hoti hai, what are the types, and the fact that, you know, the breakdown does not mean that it has to be abandoned. I think that was a very important takeaway from me. I would definitely want to also underline the importance of the inner dialogue that we've come upon. And sometimes when we start that inner dialogue, it's really important to get in touch with our emotions. That's usually the first step towards getting in touch with ourselves. So yeah, I would like to definitely talk more with you about that. And so for that, next time, since E aa hi raha hai, to hum E se emotions ke baare mein baat karenge.
तो ये था आज का लेटर, और अगले हफ्ते एक नए लेटर के साथ मैं फिर आऊंगी। मैं हूं अंशुमा, आपकी होस्ट, एंड इफ यू वांट टू रीच आउट टू मी, यू कैन फाइंड मी ऑन इंस्टाग्राम @ कलर ऑफ ग्रे सेल्स, दैट इज @ COLOUR ऑफ GREYCELLS। और इसके अलावा टू गेट मोर अपडेट्स ऑन मन की एबीसी, यू कैन फॉलो @HTSmartcast ऑन फेसबुक, इंस्टाग्राम, ट्विटर, क्लब हाउस, यूट्यूब या लिंक्डइन। And to listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.